This morning on WCHL, it's warm outside right now. But before we strike midnight tonight, temperatures will plummet towards single digits. North Carolina residents in need of identification to vote can now get it free of charge.
We are inviting anyone who needs a voter ID card to come into any driver license office and apply for that.
And once again, Democrats will fill a seat in the North Carolina legislature by appointment as House District 54 is up for grabs. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, neither the men's nor the women's basketball team, Carolina could open conference play with a win last night. And
whatever the Tar Heels did over the holiday break, it was a miserable failure.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. The weather is going to change dramatically, and let's start with the weather this morning. It is nice out there right now, although a little rain is falling. It is relatively warm at 59 degrees. And Brandon Vincent, National Weather Service, says that's all about to change.
It's going to be kind of warm this morning. Temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s currently in the triangle. However, that's going to rapidly change later this morning through the rest of the day. We'll have a really strong cold front come through this morning. And after that comes through, there'll be an Arctic air mass that builds into the area late this afternoon into tonight. So we'll see temperatures falling during the day today. The high temperatures will actually be occurring this morning. And they'll fall the rest of the day, and they'll keep falling tonight into the single digits, perhaps, in portions of the Triad area and lower teens around here in the Triangle. And wind chill values will, at times, probably be 0 to minus 10, which is very unusual for around here. And that's why we've issued the wind chill advisory for tonight and tomorrow.
Brandon, we've been hearing these horror stories about how cold it is all over the country, basically, and temperatures down below zero and that sort of thing. And finally, I guess we're going to get our share of that starting late today and tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we are going to get it. I wish we weren't.
Temperatures have actually dropped a couple of degrees already this morning. When we came in at 6 o'clock this morning, it was 61 degrees. Now it's 59 degrees. Again, wind chill advisory officially goes into effect at midnight tonight. It will last through lunchtime tomorrow, but it's going to start to get colder long before that. Temperatures are going to fall gradually throughout the day. We'll continue to get some rain for a while now, and then some sunshine in the afternoon and some clear skies for a while. But that situation will certainly change, and it's going to get downright dangerously cold tonight. And that will continue through tomorrow night, with the low tomorrow night down around 12. Then on Wednesday, it'll start to warm up again, with the highs in the upper 30s on Wednesday. But between now and then, we're going to all see the cold and feel the cold. Chapel Hill Town Council is getting an early start to the new year with a work session tonight. Town staffers will first host an orientation meeting for new members, and then the council will convene to receive updates on changes to the development review process and library services. Council members will also revisit the priority budgeting process to kick off the spring budget negotiation season. This is the first council meeting of the year and the first for newly seated members George C. Anciello and Maria Palmer. The new member orientation starts at 5 o'clock today. The work session begins at 6 p.m. Both take place at the Chapel Hill Public Library. The North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles is now offering free photo identification cards for voters. This is good news for many North Carolinians because in 2016, all state voters will be required to show photo IDs at the polls. This change is part of legislation passed in 2013, which significantly reformed election laws. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Marge Howell of the DMV Communications Office says that free photo ID cards are available for people who have no other valid form of photo identification.
We are inviting anyone who needs a voter ID card, which is a photo ID, to come into any driver license office and apply for that ID card.
Accepted forms of photo identification will include an unexpired North Carolina driver's license, a military or veteran's identification card, and an unexpired U.S. passport, among other options.
There are several forms of IDs that the State Board of Elections does accept, and if anyone has any of these, they would not need to get a voter ID card from DMV.
Applications for free voter ID cards can be made at any North Carolina DMV driver's license office. Applicants will need to provide a valid Social Security number and present documents that verify their age and identity. Howe explains that producing the free voter ID cards are not costly for the DMV to produce.
These are the same kind of ID cards that are produced on a daily basis by DMV. We produce driver license cards, other ID cards. These IDs are the very same identification cards that we have issued for several years.
As part of the sweeping reforms to the state's election laws, some changes are taking effect this year. Now the state's early voting period has been shortened from 17 to 10 days. Same-day registration is no longer available. Out-of-precinct voting on election day is no longer allowed. And straight-ticket party voting has been eliminated, among other changes. The state of North Carolina currently faces several state and federal lawsuits questioning the legality of the election law changes. The cases will likely be tied up in court for a lengthy amount of time. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
For the third time since September, local Democrats are looking to make an appointment to fill a vacant seat in the state legislature. This time it's House District 54, representing Lee and Chatham counties. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Democrats from Chatham and Lee counties have set a date to name a replacement to fill Deb McManus's empty seat in the General Assembly. The appointment committee will hold an information session for candidates and the public on January 11th from 10 a.m. until noon at the historic Chatham County Courthouse in Pittsboro. The formal vote to name a new representative for State House District 54 will take place at the courthouse on January 24th at 5:30 in the afternoon. Six candidates have already put their names in for consideration: Cedric Blade, James Stephen Heyman, Jeffrey Starkweather, Robert Reeves II, Kathy Russell, and Tim Weiner. McManus was serving her first term in the legislature when she resigned last month after being arrested on felony tax charges. She's charged with embezzlement for allegedly withholding more than $47,000 in state individual income tax while working as the bookkeeper at her husband's medical office. The appointment committee is still accepting applications from candidates. If you'd like to learn more about the process and the timeline, you can visit a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Due to rapid increase in flu cases, visitation rules in the North Carolina Children's and North Carolina Cancer Hospitals here in Chapel Hill are being temporarily restricted. Beginning today, children younger than 12 would be prohibited from visiting patients in the designated areas. Normal visiting policies will remain in effect for the remaining areas within UNC hospitals. The visitation restrictions will be reassessed when the number of new influenza cases begins to decline. Visitors with fever, cough, or other flu-like symptoms are asked to stay home. More than 100 patients have tested positive for influenza, and three patients have died from the flu so far this flu season at UNC hospitals. That's according to hospital officials. As of Friday, 13 total deaths in North Carolina have been attributed to the flu, according to the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Duke University Health System of Hospitals began restricting visitation rules last Monday, December 30th. The restrictions are also only temporary. North Carolina health officials are clarifying precisely when they first learned that cards with the names, birth dates, and primary care doctors of nearly 49,000 children receiving Medicaid benefits have been mailed to the wrong addresses in North Carolina. State Department of Health and Human Services spokesman Ricky Diaz told reporters on Friday the agency first learned about the massive privacy breach the prior day. On Saturday, the agency issued a statement saying some state employees had actually been aware of the issue days earlier. Officials said Diaz had earlier been referring only to senior leaders, not the agency as a whole. The clarification was issued after the Asheville Citizen-Times obtained a copy of an email sent Tuesday by State Medicaid Eligibility Chief Carolyn McClanahan informing county social service officials of the problem. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by your friends at the Carolina Inn. Always beautiful at the Carolina Inn. And the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is a great place for gourmet cuisine. Savor delectable food prepared with local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. a war eagle to you as well. And wanted to...
Yeah, national championship game tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. We know. Auburn's in it against Florida State Seminoles.
Don't worry. You'll hear it again. Wanted to remind everybody that the roads are wet right now. We are going to see some rain throughout the day, but give yourself a little extra time to travel this morning. Give yourself some extra time to stop as well. A little extra space out in front of you as there is that hazard of the wet roadways right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. Franklin Streets, NC-86, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Estes Drive, all moving smoothly as well. Good start to the morning. Happy Monday to you. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And this weather forecast I'm getting ready to lay on everybody, despite the frigid temperatures, we're not expecting ice tomorrow morning because it's supposed to be clear and cold tonight.
Exactly. And this system coming through, I was speaking with Scott Sharp all throughout the weekend. Mm-hmm. He says it's supposed to be, the air is going to be so dry, and especially with the wind as well, that everything should evaporate before the temperatures drop below freezing.
Yeah.
So we don't have as big of a threat of the black ice or anything like that. You might see a little bit if there's the residual puddle, but really not a threat of black ice tomorrow.
At least we have that to be thankful for. However, listen to this forecast.
I don't even want to hear it. I'm out of here.
Coming up here. All right, we'll talk to you again just a little while here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, and brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54, where you can register to win UNC Duke tickets by liking them on their Facebook page. Enter now for a chance to win, and also check out other special offers from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Always delicious and a great place to watch sports. All right, here we go. It is 58 degrees right now. It's gone down from 61 already this morning. Mostly cloudy with rain showers likely for most of the morning here. Really light rain. Then mostly sunny in the afternoon. Breezy, though, with the highs in the middle 40s. In the middle of the afternoon, temperatures will go all the way down to about 45 by mid-afternoon. And then even colder than that by the end of the day. Temperatures will fall down in the middle 30s by late in the day. And west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 60% early in the day. Then there's a wind chill advisory, which goes into effect tonight at midnight because the winds will be so strong and it will be so darn cold. That will last through noon tomorrow. Tonight we expect clear skies, brisk winds, much colder, lows around 6 above in some spots, probably more like 11 or 12 here in the Triangle. Winds gust up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 6 below after midnight. And then tomorrow, sunny, much colder, high in the low 20s. Wind chill values as low as 10 below in the morning. I mean, we're really talking about very frigid temperatures in the morning, and it will feel even colder than it really is because of the wind. Tomorrow night, clear, cold with a low down around 12. And then on Wednesday, it'll get a little warmer with the highs reaching the upper 30s. So if we can get through tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night, we'll be okay. But we really do expect some very cold temperatures and some very strong winds kicking up.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
719 at WCHL. Duke University ventured to Washington, D.C. 4 years ago and now has a permanent location to offer as a home base when in the nation's capital for its students, alumni, and others connected to the university. Duke Federal Relations Associate Director Landy Elliott made a trip to D.C. back in 2010 and started by working on her laptop out of a Starbucks. Now, Duke in Washington has official office space in the heart of the nation's capital. Duke in Washington was officially founded in 2012. It offers spaces for rent like temporary office space and conference rooms. Tune in to the WCHL Morning News this morning shortly after 7:30. I'll be speaking with Landy Elliott via phone from Washington and Associate Vice President of the Office of Federal Relations at Duke University, Chris Simmons, live in our studios. We'll speak about what Duke in Washington is doing for the university and those connected to it. 7:20 at WCHL, and time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. UNC's men's basketball team continued its puzzling play last night in its ACC opening defeat at the hands of Wake Forest. Simply inconsistent. That's the main word here. Turnovers and poor shooting, coupled with some gritty play by Wake Forest, did in the Tar Heels last night in Winston-Salem. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
The number 19 North Carolina men's basketball team dropped to 10-4 on the season with a disappointing 73-67 loss in its ACC opener at Wake Forest. Continuing the theme of playing to the level of the competition, UNC surprised no one when it found itself in a tough battle with Wake Forest. Scoring droughts and turnovers doomed the Tar Heels on the road against a determined Demon Deacon squad hungry for a signature win. Plays like this dunk by Bryce Johnson in the first half were few and far between for Carolina.
Carolina back up by one, but Bryce Johnson with the alley-oop from Page for the dunk.
That was Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. And it was Johnson again with a big play midway through the second half with the Tar Heels in desperate need of a rally down 12 points.
Carolina down by 12. Thomas tipped away by McAdoo. Carolina 3-on-2 break. Left side it goes to Bryce Johnson, who will get the big jam.
The Tar Heels made a run to within 3 points late, but couldn't regain the lead in the end. Wake Forest Travis McKay finished his stellar evening with 16 points, while Tyler Cavanaugh chipped in with 11 points of his own. UNC's Marcus Page fouled out for only the second time in his career and finished without scoring in double digits for the first time all season. James Michael McAdoo led the Tar Heels in scoring with 13 points on the night. Carolina shot just 39% as a team from the floor and failed to take advantage of its 51-36 rebounding advantage. Head coach Roy Williams says the sloppy play full of turnovers cost the Tar Heels dearly Sunday night.
I thought turning the basketball over, unforced turnovers, was one of the things that really killed us. First half, we turned it over four times just dribbling the ball. Dribbling the ball, they stole it, dribble it off our foot out of bounds, dribble it out of bounds.
Next up for the Tar Heels is a return to the Dean Smith Center in Chapel Hill for a Wednesday meeting with the 8-6 Miami Hurricanes. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Not only was it not a good night for Carolina men's basketball, Carolina women lost yesterday as well. Strong three-point shooting and an early second-half run pushed the number 8 Maryland Terrapins women's basketball team past number 10 Carolina 79-70 Sunday afternoon in the ACC tip-off. Free throws kept the Tar Heels in it early. UNC shot 10 of 13 from the charity stripe in the first half. Maryland's Alyssa Thomas and Chitori Walker-Kimbrough couldn't be stopped in the first 20 minutes as the two combined for 24 out of the 40 first-half points by Maryland. Terrapins also out-rebounded the Tar Heels 22-15, taking a 40-31 score into the locker room. Maryland went on a 17-9 run to open up the second half. Carolina had to burn a couple of timeouts during that time. That run also included a 13-2 run in 3 minutes, resulting in the second of those timeouts.
Now they bounce it to Rutan, left wing. Three-pointer hammers it home. Second three-pointer of the game for Katie Rutan.
That is Walter Storholt with call on the Tar Heel Sports Network. However, UNC came out of that timeout with a 9-0 run of its own.
Brown getting back into it as she throws it up to Coleman down the left sideline. Coleman to Brittany Roundtree for three. Yes!
That's good.
Pumping her fist as she runs to the middle of the court. And just like that, Carolina cuts the 18-point deficit down to 11.
The Tar Heels brought it all the way back to a 6-point deficit, but didn't have enough time to stay out of the fouling game, and the contest came down to free throws. Just as Carolina was so strong from the free throw line in the first half, it struggled in the second half. UNC only was 10 of 23 in the second frame. Maryland was 20 of 23 from the charity stripe in the game. Stephanie Mavunga led the Tar Heels for the second straight game with 15 points and 7 rebounds. Latifa Coleman added 13. Diamond Shields had 12. With the loss, Carolina is now 12-3, 0-1 in the ACC. Maryland improved to 13-1, 1-0 in league play. Tar Heels host the North Carolina State Wolfpack Thursday at 6 p.m., closing their four-game homestand that spans more than 2.5 weeks. Let's get back to the men's game. Last night, Carolina lost to Wake Forest, and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina is with us this morning. Greg, it was the continuation of inconsistent play for the Tar Heels, and Tar Heels tending to play to the level of the competition, whatever the competition is, and it's hard to really get a handle on this team, isn't it?
It is, and you know, last night was one of those examples of North Carolina finding a unique way to lose. You go to Belmont, you miss 26 free throws. They out-rebounded Belmont by 15, and then you know, last night they out-rebound Wake Forest by 19. But yet in the first half, they have 17 offensive rebounds, only score 7 points off of those. And that's how you lose games. You don't take advantage of those opportunities. and it ends up biting you at the very end.
Well, Roy Williams has to be, in some ways, I guess this team is really fun to coach because they're a bunch of really good young guys, likable guys. But at the same time, it has to be frustrating, you know, finding out from one game to the next how the Tar Heels are going to play.
Yeah, and I think the key ingredient for this team is Marcus Page needs to play well. And the few times that he has an off game, which is what he had last night, the other guys have to really step up. James Michael McAdoo had a pretty solid game. But outside of him, nobody really elevated their play. And we go back to effort time and time again. And as you mentioned, they have a tendency to play up or down in the competition. They really needed to match Wake Forest intensity, especially on the backboards. And they did it in certain stretches. But defensively, they did not really allow Wake Forest to kind of penetrate and get to the rim with ease. And North Carolina just could not overcome that.
Well, also, it was the first time we played Wake Forest in a while, and I don't know about you, but I still can't get used to this, you know, not playing certain teams, certain years, and all that sort of thing, especially when it's someone like Wake that has been your rival over the years.
Yeah, that's a big factor. It's taken everybody a little bit of time to get used to it. You know, Roy does not like the Sunday night games, which is an added benefit of this new expansion. You know, there's Monday night games this year. So a lot of changes in the schedule, both in when games are played, who they're playing. I mean, North Carolina's got to go to Syracuse on Saturday as a part of ACC play. So a lot of changes. It's taken Coach Williams in particular a little bit of time to get used to it.
Well, Greg Barnes, we always appreciate your insights, and thanks for joining us this morning.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Greg Barnes, InsideCarolina.com, 727 at WCHL.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Whatever the Tar Heels did over the holiday break, it was a miserable failure. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Since the big win over Kentucky on the last day of the fall semester, the Tar Heels have pretty much gone straight downhill, missing 19 free throws and getting clobbered on the boards by Texas, lucking out in overtime against Davidson, a ho-ho-hum win over 4-8 Northern Kentucky 2 days after Christmas, one good half against 6-9 Wilmington, and Sunday's, whatever adjective you want to put in there, loss in the ACC opener on the road. Roy Williams has his work cut out for him for the rest of the season to somehow get the Tar Heels to 20 victories and an NCAA tournament bid. Based on their play at Wake Forest, that wasn't the same team that upset the top three preseason teams in the nation. Those wins were supposed to be confidence builders, but it was pure carelessness after the first few minutes against the Deacons. Bulletin: losing an early lead, letting Wake get back in the game, and giving the crowd a reason to roar is not the formula for winning on the road in the ACC. Carolina dominated the boards in the first half, but shot so poorly it could not get many second-chance points out of it. And lackadaisical play in the second half allowed Wake to build a 13-point lead, despite missing 14 free throws and giving the Heels numerous chances to close the gap. When they finally got a chance to get within one possession, fifth-year senior Leslie McDonald committed a foolish flagrant foul that gave the Deacons two free throws in possession when it should have been a jump ball with Carolina having the arrow. Playing unforgivably soft around the basket, they managed only 11 trips to the free throw line for the entire game. A few flying slam dunks isn't going to do it when you aren't driving the ball to the hole with authority and missing 13 of your 15 three-pointers. And they made more unforced errors than a lousy tennis player, many of them trying to pass the ball from one teammate to another. In a rotten nutshell, it was a shameful effort for guys wearing North Carolina across their chest. Even the best Tar Heel teams I can remember didn't take anything for granted against any opponents. This team hasn't earned the right to do that for any part of any game. The spring semester starts Wednesday when Miami visits. Maybe that will turn things around. That's about the only thing we can hope for. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Tired of the same old shopping experience? Same stores? Same gift ideas? Come shop the unique stores at Carmel and Carrboro, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Carmel's locally owned specialty stores offer the latest in fashion, jewelry, and gifts. From toys for the kids to outdoor gear for the adventurous. When you're ready for a break, relax and enjoy a great lunch or dinner at one of our excellent restaurants. Come see us at Carmel, located in beautiful downtown Carrboro.
Right now it is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, but the temperatures are really going to change. Tonight we're going all the way down to about 11 or 12. And a wind advisory goes into effect midnight tonight and lasts through noon tomorrow.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
All right, not much reason to go out in Minneapolis unless you have to. WCCO-TV's Rachel Slavik.
This is cold even by Minnesota standards. Right now, the actual air temperature is negative 22, factor in wind chill, and you're looking at feels like temperatures of negative 47.
CBS's Dean Reynolds in Chicago.
Temperatures here are expected not to get above 10 degrees below zero. It's actually 11 degrees below zero right now. And a breeze could make it feel like 50 below.
Arctic cold seems to be everywhere. Megan Glaros, weather expert at WBBM-TV.
Two-thirds of the country under some sort of wind chill warning, watch, or advisory this morning. And that will last for a couple days' time. Record lows could be found today in over two dozen cities.
Correspondent Jeff Pagaz at Reagan National Airport in D.C. says some travelers won't go anywhere.
About 2,500 cancellations across the country, and that is a number that is almost guaranteed to rise.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 at WCHL. It is 58 degrees. That is down from 61 already this morning. Temperatures will continue to go down today, and this light rain will continue for a while. Things are going to change dramatically, according to Brandon Vincent of the National Weather Service.
It's going to be kind of warm this morning. Temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s currently in the triangle. However, that's going to rapidly change later this morning through the rest of the day. We'll have a really strong cold front come through this morning. And after that comes through, there'll be an Arctic air mass that builds into the area late this afternoon into tonight. So we'll see temperatures falling during the day today. The high temperatures will actually be occurring this morning. And they'll fall the rest of the day, and they'll keep falling tonight. Into the single digits, perhaps, and portions of the triad area and lower teens around here in the triangle. And wind chill values will, at times, probably be 0 to minus 10, which is very unusual for around here. And that's why we've issued the wind chill advisory for tonight and tomorrow.
Brandon, we've been hearing these horror stories about how cold it is all over the country, basically, and temperatures down below zero and that sort of thing. And finally, I guess we're going to get our share of that starting late today and tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we are going to get it. I wish we weren't.
And again, officially, a wind chill advisory goes into effect midnight tonight and will last through noon tomorrow. Temperatures tonight very low, perhaps in the single digits, and that tomorrow the warmest it will get is about 22 degrees. Right now it is 58 degrees, and the temperatures will continue to drop throughout the day. Duke University ventured to Washington, D.C. 4 years ago and now has a permanent location to offer as a home base when in the nation's capital for its students, alumni, and others connected to the university. Duke Federal Relations Associate Director Landy Elliott made a trip to the nation's capital back in 2010 and began by working on her laptop out of a Starbucks. Now Duke in Washington has official office space in the heart of D.C. Duke in Washington was officially founded in 2012, offering spaces for rent, like temporary office space and conference rooms. And Landy Elliott is joining us now from Washington, D.C. And Landy, what is exactly, for the folks who haven't heard about this, what is Duke in Washington?
Sure. And first of all, thanks for having me on this morning. Happy to be here. Duke in Washington is really our academic and outreach center in D.C., and what that means is that Duke has long been engaged in Washington. You know, we have faculty and staff testifying on the Hill and presenting at think tanks, even advising at the State Department, students interning in the summer, you know, alumni. It's our second or third largest alumni network. It goes back and forth with around 12,000 alums in the area. And the idea was that with all of this Duke activity in Washington, it made sense to have a physical hub for all this activity to really be based out of. So it's really just an umbrella organization, if you will, a physical presence of Duke's intellectual presence in the nation's capital.
Again, Landy Elliott in Washington, D.C. this morning. And also joining us in the studio today, Chris Simmons, Associate Vice President, Office of Federal Relations for Duke University. And Chris, what does the Office of Federal Relations do here to connect people to Duke in Washington?
And Ron, thanks again for having us on. We spend a lot of time, obviously, advocating for our priorities similar to those of the University of North Carolina and Chapel Hill: funding for research, funding for student aid, favorable tax policy, favorable immigration policy. And so that's our primary mission as our Office of Federal Relations. But a big chunk of what we do is try to connect faculty as policy experts to policymakers in Congress, in the administration, to provide advice and share their research on things like the Affordable Care Act, technology for homeland security. The list goes on and on.
Duke in Washington has a nice ring to it, I think.
Yes.
Landy, how many people do you accommodate on a monthly basis?
Oh, gosh. Well, it really it depends. And lately, you know, when we first opened in April of 2012, we were just sort of getting the word out that we had this physical space for our faculty, staff, and even students to use. And, you know, as we've moved forward, it's just steadily increased month by month. And, you know, we can have, you know, actually this week the academic classes are starting. So there's an undergraduate public policy program the students will be meeting. The law school has an academic program those students will be meeting. There will be the Nicholas Institute, which is our environmental policy think tank arm of the environmental school, will host a forum with about, you know, 70 attendees. And then there will be an alumni board meeting with, you know, 30 or 40 people. I mean, it's hard to even put a number on it because it can fluctuate so wildly. But, I mean, we have lots and lots of activity in the office. It's not quiet that often.
Is there a benefit for people who are not associated with Duke, and do you have people come in who fit into that category?
Not really in that, well, that's, let me take that back. Actually, there have been some sort of academic forums that various departments and schools have hosted, where they'll have a panel of, you know, a Duke faculty member and an expert from a local think tank or you know, an agency representative to speak on a topic on oceans policy or counterterrorism efforts. And those kind of events are open to the public. So folks in Washington can come to those. And then there have even been some that have been live streamed and you can watch online. And, you know, we send those links out as well. So anyone can really take advantage of the sort of academic event opportunities that go on.
Chris Simmons, you mentioned the University of North Carolina just a few minutes ago. Does the UNC system get involved with what you do at all?
Definitely. We actually, I would say that the University of North Carolina is our closest partner in advocating for the things that are so important to North Carolina and to higher education nationally. Again, we are two of the largest recipients of research grants in the country. We're consistently in the top 10, the both of us. And so our common goal is to provide, just to encourage Congress and the administration to provide the resources for research, whether it's NIH, Department of Defense, National Science Foundation, and helping students go to college. So low interest rates, excellent Pell Grants, and other programs that support higher education in North Carolina and nationally.
That's great, and good collaboration. Landy, how do people find you? How do people get more information about Duke in Washington?
Well, I'm happy to tell you about our website. We have a website, washingtondc.duke.edu, and that's really just telling you more about the space itself, you know, the rooms, the events calendar, that kind of thing. And then on our federal relations website, which is federalrelations.duke.edu, we have a blog that it's right there on the homepage that, you know, highlights events that happen in there from time to time. There's some blog posts called Spotlight on Duke and Washington, and that can give you an idea of the kinds of programs that are going on as well.
Chris, it's interesting to see what can happen when Landy began this whole thing working out of a Starbucks in the nation's capital, and now you have Duke in Washington, which is really something great.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's grown quickly. It's grown bigger than we had even dreamed of a year ago. We thought we'd be at this place 3 or 4 years from now. So it's really exciting. It's great for Duke. It's great for North Carolina.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I appreciate both of you joining us this morning and letting us know about this. And again, that is washingtondc.duke.edu if you'd like to find out more. Landy, did I get that right?
That is exactly right. Thanks.
Well, Landy Elliott, thank you for joining us from Washington this morning. And
thanks for having me.
Appreciate the good work you're doing up there. And Chris Simmons, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks, and welcome back from vacation, Ron.
Well, thanks very much. Duke in Washington, that's what it's all about. Again, if you'd like to find out more, you can go to washingtondc.duke.edu to find out more. 741 at WCHL, Walter Holt has today's commentary up next.
No other musical statement can match its raw power and bracing energy. Be there to experience Beethoven's Fifth. Hear the North Carolina Symphony and Grant Llewellyn perform Beethoven's towering Fifth Symphony. Call 919-733-2750 today or go to Ticketmaster.com. This Friday and Saturday at Maimandi Concert Hall, and this Sunday in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall. Beethoven's Fifth with your North Carolina Symphony. Call 919-733-2750 today.
Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join the wedding professionals of the Carolina Inn on Sunday, January 26th for an elegant afternoon with the most creative and experienced wedding vendors in the area. Our luxury bridal showcase will allow you to sample cake from several bakeries, hold bouquets of flowers in your hands, listen to music, and see the most exquisite wedding gowns from top couture designers. All inspiration for your perfect day. Tickets are available at CarolinaInnBridalShowcase.com.
Good morning. It is 743 at WCHL. We have 58 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Again, a reminder, the severe weather we're expecting. We have a wind chill advisory, which goes into effect officially at midnight tonight and will last through noon tomorrow. Temperatures are going to continue to decline throughout the day today. We have light rain, which should continue for most of the morning here, just light showers, then mostly sunshine in the afternoon. Thank goodness it'll clear up before it really gets cold. Temperatures will decline as the afternoon goes on, high in the middle of the afternoon, about 45, and the temperatures will fall into the middle 30s by late in the afternoon. Some strong winds kicking up late as well, with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain early in the day is about 60%, but beyond that, no chance of rain in the afternoon. Tonight, clear and brisk, much colder, lows around 11 or 12, probably here in the Triangle, and very, very cold beyond that in other parts of the state, particularly west of us. It'll be down in the single digits in the Triad, perhaps down in the single digits here. We'll just have to keep an eye on it. Tomorrow's going to be cold as well, with the high only in the low 20s. And then tomorrow night we'll get down to 12. On Wednesday, a little bit better day. Mostly sunny with the highs in the upper 30s. So.
Am I back in Boone? What's going on?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
I have not heard of a wind chill advisory since I was in Boone.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
And there were plenty of them then.
Yeah, it Ooh. Is really, really going to be cold. It's yes. really nice out there this morning.
It's beautiful. I was fooled this morning when I took the dogs out. Yeah. Oh, man. I just knew not to expect it for too long.
I didn't even know it was raining this morning until I went outside and
yeah.
saw that it was wet and a little rain coming down. But don't sure. mind that. I'm glad no. it's going to clear out of here before yeah. the temperatures drop so low.
Yeah, can you imagine if we had those temperatures and the moisture, what kind of mess it would cause here?
So hopefully we'll dodge a bullet on that as far as ice is concerned. It is 744 at WCHL, and Rand Northam is here to tell you what's happening at our website, chapelboro.com.
That's right. Well, in our column section, we have 2014 Predictions Part 1 by Jeff Danner. His Common Science column is back. So glad to have Jeff Danner back with us again here in the new year.
Yeah.
And he had his 2013 rundown was the last that we saw from him. So he is back in the first full week of the new year, and glad to have you, Jeff. We'll be hearing him on the WCHL Afternoon News coming up soon this week as well. In our photo galleries, we haven't seen any snow here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro yet, but we do have a photo gallery of a winter wonderland. You'll want to see what that's all about. Some cute and some good photos in Winter Wonderland. Also, the UNC Wake game, I know a lot of people not so happy about that one, but Todd Mallett with some great photos from that game last night in the Joel in Winston-Salem.
Wow.
Speaking of basketball, you've heard of Huddle Up with the Heels.
Yeah.
Hoop It Up with the Heels is back on chapelboro.com. We got it launched just in time for the start of the ACC season, and it's got everything you need to know about Carolina basketball, and you'll want to follow us all season long. Hoop It Up with the Heels. It's got its own special little UNC logo button that you can click on in order to get there real easily on chapelboro.com. That and much more available. We will be following the weather situation throughout the rest of today and into tomorrow and the next day. We'll be sure to bring you all the information you need to know about the weather and just how cold it is or just how cold it's going to be. So be sure to stay tuned with us here on WCHL and on our website, chapelboro.com. Of course, chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll get a look at traffic with Ran in just a couple of minutes here on WCHL. 746 at WCHL, 58 degrees. Temperatures will be dropping throughout the day.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walter Holt. I have a holiday message to everyone who calls Chapel Hill home. The message is simple and straightforward. Let's be grateful for what we have. Let's be kind to others. And let's work harder and smarter to make Chapel Hill the best place in America to live and work. We treasure our community, its beauty, its charm, and its variety. We treasure Roy and Dean. We treasure everything that's Carolina athletics. We treasure diversity. We treasure all things UNC. We treasure excellent medical care. We treasure our lifestyle. We treasure our family. We treasure Ron Stutz and WCHL. Let's hope the holiday spirit of the season continues long into 2014 and that all of us enjoy a very prosperous and safe new year. Happy holidays. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
He's a man. All right, time to cook me up some home-grilled hamburgers. Ingredients, check. Meat, check. All I have to do is fire up the grill.
Should have gone to Buns.
Buns Burgers and Fries, voted the best burger in Chapel Hill by readers of the Independent Weekly, the Daily Tar Heel, Chapel Hill Magazine, and ChapelBro.com on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary. When you're in the mood for a burger, should have gone to Buns.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
Most people who go into business selling office equipment do it for 2 weeks and then move on. I've been in the office equipment business for 10 years and I'm still going strong. I love connecting with people and I love my job. Courtesy calls, follow-up emails, I want to talk with you and I want to make sure you're happy. And if you're not happy, then neither am I. I'm Blake Smith and I'm with CEI, the source in the Triangle for your office equipment needs since 1957. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
All righty then, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need an engagement ring or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for years, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next door to Whole Foods. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Well, let's take the path of the sun this morning. Let's go east to west. Starting over around at Wade Avenue, we're seeing some slowdowns right at the I-40 Wade Avenue split there. I-40 heading westbound, seeing some delays. Heaviest right around that split of I-40 and Wade Avenue, so be on the lookout there. It's continuing moderately up to about the Aviation Parkway area, and that is on I-40 westbound. As we travel more into the Orange County area, seeing some slowdowns right now, NC-54 eastbound between 15501 and I-40, just moderate delays there. 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road, also seeing some delays. 15501 southbound between Manning Drive and NC-86, seeing delays. Franklin Street between 15501 and Columbia, downtown Franklin Street, seeing some moderate delays there as well, nothing major, and it looks like, for the most part, traffic moving smoothly in the listening area. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Very well done, and we'll look forward to talking with you again in about a half an hour from
now.
Sounds
good. Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by your friends at Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is 58 degrees this morning in Chapel Hill. Doesn't sound like we have some really frigid weather on the way, does it? Well, it can be surprising. We're going to get light rain continuing for most of the morning here, just light shower activity, and then sunshine in the afternoon. Rather breezy, particularly late in the day. It's as warm now as it's going to get. It's down 3 degrees already this morning. In the middle of the afternoon, our high temperature will be around the middle 40s, and the temperatures will fall gradually into the middle 30s by late in the day. Strong winds later in the day. Chance of rain 60% early, but not after about lunchtime. Then tonight, clear and brisk, much colder. Low down around 10 or 11 or 12 degrees, maybe even colder than that. Some strong wind, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 6 below after midnight in some areas. Tomorrow, sunny, much colder, high only in the low 20s. Wind chill values, got to watch out for those, as low as 10 below in the morning. Tomorrow night, clear, cold with low down around 12. And then Wednesday, it'll start to get a little better. Mostly sunshine, but temperatures in the upper 30s on Wednesday. So thankfully, just get through to tonight. Tomorrow night, and we'll be okay. 752 WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond and anticipation of the frozen pond later on today. How you doing this morning, big guy?
Well, welcome back, my man.
Well, thank you. I missed you.
I accuse you of bringing this weather with you, but I know that the weather was...
No, it was warmer out there than it was here.
Yeah, decent where you... Where you came from. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah. Well, what do we got going here, Ron? The end of days, the apocalypse, Jerry Falwell weather forecast here?
These days, I am not surprised by anything that happens with our weather. Seriously, I'm not.
All right. Well, let me give you a word this morning that you'll enjoy that takes you in the other direction when it comes to your relationship with the natural world.
Oh, good.
Put it that way.
Good, thank you.
Word of the day is biophilia. Biophilia. B as in boy. B-I-O-P-H-I-L-I-A. B-I-O-P-H-I-L-I-A. Biophilia. Turns out this is a term that was not invented, but popularized 40, 50 years ago by a man named Eric Fromm, who was a psychoanalyst, and then gained some traction when Edward O. Wilson, who was a distinguished scientist, entomologist at Harvard, he gave it a little traction by using it. Can you take a wild guess here, bio and philia, what that's all about, Ron?
It sounds like some kind of a medical condition, but I really don't know.
No, it means just being in love with the natural world and all the things that surround us. And I suppose that even includes a whack job weather forecast now and again, huh?
Yeah.
It is a hypothetical human tendency to interact or to be closely associated with other forms of life in nature. In other words, I guess this is the high end of touchy-feely, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't much care. You're just going to go with it no matter what.
No, I'm writing as you speak, so I can remember this.
Biophilia, B-I-O-P-H-I-L-I-A, it, again, hypothetical, a human tendency to interact harmoniously, I suppose you would say, and closely with other forms of life and the world around us. That's just, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, pal.
I'm all for it. Have a good day, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Wayne Pond with the Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franken Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the Word of the Day. Spell it, define it, and if you're the first to do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's 7:55.
97.9 FM, WCHL, time for the clean joke of the day. One more time, Lauren Stafford has just entered the studio.
One more time.
That's
one more time.
Kind of...
I'm pulling a Ron Stutz. As soon as I say a lyric, I start singing.
The moment you hear something that sounds like a song lyric,
that's right.
You put a tune with it. Yeah, exactly. I know. It's a sickness with me.
It is. It's clearly contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Well, good. I'm glad I've rubbed off on you a little bit.
It's all right. You have. Just
now you deal with it.
Oh, goodness. All right.
I can't get away from
it. I'll handle it. All right. We have another smile of the day. Mae McClendon sent us a joke, and she sent us a couple more. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, she's kind of back on the scene with the smile of the day.
Twice in the last, what, 3-4 jokes?
I know. She's been quiet for a while, and then all she came back. I love it. All right. Bob was in trouble. He forgot his wedding anniversary.
Uh-oh.
And his wife was really upset.
Yeah.
She told him, "Tomorrow morning, I expect to find a gift in the driveway that goes from 0 to 200 in 6 seconds, and it better be there."
Wow, okay.
The next morning, her husband got up early and left for work. When his wife woke up, she looked out the window, and sure enough, there was a box gift wrapped in the middle of the driveway. Confused, the wife put on a robe and ran out to the driveway and brought the box back in the house. She opened it and found a brand new bathroom scale. Bob has been missing since Friday. You know, I had to go back and read that joke the first time over. And when I did, I don't know who Bob is out there, but I feel pity.
Bob, you better not show your face anywhere.
Right, exactly. I'd wait till 2015 to show your face.
That's hilarious. What's going to go from 0 to 200 in seconds or whatever she
Six
said?
Seconds.
Anyway, even if you go out and buy a Maserati or something, they ain't going to do that.
Not being really a car person, I have no idea, but...
I'm not even going to get into the scale thing.
Me neither. Don't touch that with 10-foot pole.
That's a weighty subject.
Oh.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out a smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting the ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Breadman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Breadman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn, specifically Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. All right, here we go. Weather forecast, very important. Listen closely. Today, it's actually kind of nice. It is 57 degrees right now, down 4 degrees already this morning. Temperatures are going to continue to drop today. We'll continue to get some light rain for most of the morning here, mostly cloudy. And then we'll have sunshine in the afternoon, breezy. In the middle of the afternoon, our high temperature will be around 45, 46. Temperatures will fall gradually into the middle 30s by late in the day. By the time we get on with the evening news, it'll be in the 30s. And then we'll have some strong winds kicking up, gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and brisk, much colder, low down around 10 or 11 degrees, and some strong winds as well. Wind chill values as low as 6 below after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, high only about 22. 2 degrees.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.
Dangerous deep freeze.
I don't like it. It's horrible.
Family moves brain dead girl.
We knew from the very beginning what we had ahead of us.
Student athletes and concussions.
New advice to ease up on the homework.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The experts call it a polar vortex, an unusual mass of frigid, dense air that has the upper plains and Midwest in its grip, and it has this Wisconsin man bundling up.
Thermal underwear and a thermal shirt and fleece underneath that maybe, and a jacket and a couple of socks.
It's minus 27 right now in International Falls, Minnesota, minus 22 in Fargo, North Dakota. Wind chills in the region are around 40 below. In Minnesota, public schools are closed. WCCO Radio's Colin.